Which kind of points to the importance of making sure that you have the latest and greatest code. And I don't mean the latest like 12. I mean the latest code with the bug fixes and the security fixes in them. There's a ton of stuff that's been fixed, but I've seen people run 10.9 Cisco out there, and you know everybody knows the problems with those. Right, exactly. Hence the problem with Cisco Source. Actually, no, not really, because with any of them, you can change a configuration. It's not as so much as a weakness as it just makes actually manageability a little bit easier. But any of them you can use to break in that.
If you're using Cisco for an ACL to block a majority of the script kiddies or whatever, then I would suggest putting an outbound filter on the external interface so that it actually doesn't even respond that packets were dropped with an administrative control list.
Oh.
Sends them off to null.
Yeah, or don't send TCP refuse in the don't send any packets back, which you can do with a Cisco. It'll just let it die. Well, the benefit of TACX and Radius is login authentication. TACX provides a one-time power, you know, theoretically a one-time password, and it doesn't really work that effectively, but it provides a way for that you to have an authentication for when you do logins. It won't do anything for SNMP at all, but it'll stop login type attempts. Radius allows you to have a central database of users and their authentication.